check that the, so it's the godparent, you maybe just check the godparents sit on the front and everything, so. Oh, is he? So good. Good, we have spoken, you sorted that. Very good. Yeah. Yes, it is. It is. More people coming. Yes, it was the dialogue, yeah.
Make them aware of where I am, where the toilets are.
I think they may have found. I'm assuming they found that, and I'll sort of, I'll point to the back, and you can maybe stand up. You can maybe stand up and wave, Alison. You can maybe stand up and wave when you're at the back.
Yeah. And then if anybody wants to come out, we've just got table frames.
Brilliant.
There's a lot of them.
Brilliant. Harriet. It is a lovely name, Elsie, isn't it? Yeah. Robin, Harriet. Hi, good to see you. Sorry? Yes, and you? Yeah, you're both okay? You're both all right?
Yeah.
Same. Yeah. Hello, Janet. Good to see you.
There's some weeks I don't come if it's possible.
Oh, of course. Yeah, I understand that.
There's a flood coming in.
Oh.
By the point of pool.
Okay. Yes, it gets. Yeah. I know what you mean, but.
It's cold in the traffic.
Yes. Oh, today?
Yes.
Oh, right.
There's another one. Trading.
Oh, that's everywhere, isn't it? Yeah. So, okay. Well, we'll just.
We managed to get.
Brilliant. Brilliant. Thank you. Thank you for that. That's great. And Janet said there was quite a big flood by Pointing Pool as well. I think we'll start on time anyway. But, well, give them a few minutes. I think that's a bit soon. So let's wait till definitely 15:30. And I've. Okay. Well, we can just. Yeah. We can just say. can maybe just say, you know, some people, you know, there's a run and all that stuff, and so, but yeah, no problem. But we'll start anyway, because it's a good 20 minutes or more before we get to there anyway, so they should be there. Hi! Okay, brilliant. So you're going to stay out here until they're
yes.
All... Yes. Yeah. Yeah, we'll start.
Good morning, everyone, and a very warm welcome to all of you to our service this morning. A little special this morning because we have Elsie with us, with all her family and friends, and she is going to be baptised later in the service. So a special welcome to all our visitors and to anyone else who's visiting, who's not here for that reason, or anyone who's been here every week or comes occasionally. It doesn't matter. We're just pleased to see everybody. And Ross is now ready to lead our worship.
Well, good morning.
Good morning.
A little bit more enthusiasm. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you. And we do give a very big welcome to Elsie, Harriet and Rob, and all of their friends and family, as Noreen has said. There's a little bit of a problem for all the guests and everybody to arrive this morning because there's a run along the airport row, 555, yes, which is holding some people up, and I think there's a flood by Point and Pool, I'm told, so people will be arriving during the service, but it's a little while till we get to Elsie's baptism, so I'm sure everybody will be here by then. And if you have the baptism booklets, you won't need those for a little while, so don't worry, I'll let you know when you need those. So, our call to worship. Let us pray. Lord, we do not come as guests, but as members of your family. We do not come in fear, but with joy and thanksgiving. We do not come alone, but with all your people, of every age and in every place. Lord, we come as your family, for you are our heavenly Father, and Christ is our brother, our Saviour and Lord. Amen. And as we've said in that prayer, we come as family. So do feel completely relaxed. From some of our younger members, if there are activities at the back with Alison, would you like to stand up, Alison? If anybody feels like going over there to see what's there, you can stay there, you can bring it back, you can change your mind halfway through, just feel comfortable. And there's also, if it gets too much in here, there's also some colouring just in the foyer. So do feel relaxed and enjoy yourself. We're not expecting you to be silent and still the whole service. Okay, it's good to have you with us. And we will sing together our first hymn, Lord, the light of your love is shining.
Shining in the midst of the darkness, shining.
And now we come to our opening prayers. Let us pray together. And to the words, "For all you have given, would you respond, we praise and worship you. For all you have given, we praise and worship you. Loving God, this is the day you have made, and we thank you for it. We thank you for all the good things which surround us, our homes and families, our friends, our church, the vastness of the universe, the beauty of the natural world, the sights and sounds of daily life. For all you have given, we praise and worship you. We thank you for your love, the love of Christ encircling us, his Spirit guiding us, and your eternal purpose constantly inspiring us. For all you have given, we praise and worship you. We thank you for this day set aside so that we might praise you, so that we might bring our lives before you and consecrate every day to your service. For all you have given, we praise and worship you. You are ever at work in our lives and our world, striving to help and strengthen, heal and comfort, forgive and restore, undo wrongs and establish right. For all you have given, we praise and worship you. Loving God, forgive us that we have sometimes lost sight of your great love, that we have been forgetful of you, greeting some days with indifference, even reluctance, instead of welcoming them as your gift. We have so often failed to count our blessings or appreciate how fortunate we really are. Forgive all our faults. Forgive us, O Lord. Loving God, we have failed you in much. We have not given you due recognition. We have not shown thanksgiving in our hearts. We have not lived as your people. For all our faults, forgive us, O Lord. Have mercy on us. Cleanse us from all our weaknesses. Pardon our sins. Renew our faith and restore us to your side. And so, with your help, through the grace of Christ and in the power of the Holy Spirit, may we be enabled to live more faithfully as your servants, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And we bless the offering. We thank you, Lord, for this opportunity to bring our gifts to you, those brought today, those transferred via the internet. And with those cash gifts, we also bring our lives, and we offer all to your purpose, to your will. We pray that you will bless all and further your kingdom in this community. We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And now John will bring to us our reading from Holy Scripture this morning.
The reading is taken from the first book of John, chapter 4, and verses 7 to 19. It's entitled, God's Love and Ours. Dear friends, let us love one another, for love comes from God. Everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God. Whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love. This is how God showed his love among us. He sent his one and only Son into the world that we might live through him. This is love. Not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent us his Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. Dear friends, Since God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. No one has ever seen God, but if we love one another, God lives in us, and his love is made complete in us. This is how we know that we live in him and he in us. He has given us of his Spirit. And we have seen and testified that the Father has sent his Son to be the Saviour of the world. If anyone acknowledges that Jesus is the Son of God, God lives in them and they in God. And so we know and rely on the love God has for us. God is love. Whoever lives in love lives in God and God in them. This is how love is made complete among us, so that we will have confidence on the day of judgment. In this world, we are like Jesus. There is no fear in love, but perfect love drives out fear, because fear has to do with punishment. The one who fears is not made perfect in love. We love because he first loved us. Thanks be to God for his word. Amen.
I'm going to speak for a little while now, so if anybody does want to go and have a look at any of the activities in the corner, anyone, do you want to have a look? And you can, you don't have to. No, you're fine. Okay. Well, you can still go halfway through. I'm not going to speak for that long, but otherwise everybody be in the corner, won't they? So let us pray. And now may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Well, in a short while, we will baptize Elsie. Baptism is the means of entry into the Church of Christ, the Church universal, and for Elsie, of this particular church here in Poynton. We become family, sisters and brothers in Christ. The pouring of water on Elsie's head symbolizes her leaving the old life behind and being born anew into the faith of the church. In our reading from 1 John, we heard about God's character. John states quite clearly there that God is love. God is love. And God's children are known by the quality of God's love that is in them and is lived through them to others. So how do we know that God is love? Well, John says there that God showed God's love amongst us by sending Jesus into the world that we might live through him. And it says this is love, not that we loved God, but that God loved us and sent his Son for us. This passage of scripture is an antidote to all of us who feel that we have to earn God's love in some way. We don't, and we can't. We don't have to, because God loves us first. During Elsie's baptism, we'll hear this passage of scripture and the precious truths contained in it. It's phrased like this. We'll say, Elsie, for you, Jesus Christ came into the world. For you, he lived and showed God's life. For you, he suffered death on the cross. For you, he triumphed over death, rising to newness of life. For you, he prays at God's right hand. All this for you, before you could know anything of it. In your baptism, the word of Scripture is fulfilled. We love because God first loved us. All this for you, before you could know anything of it. These words
which are probably my favourite words of the whole baptism service, are wonderful, aren't they? God's love reaches out to each and every person before any of us could know anything about it. It doesn't depend on us in any way whatsoever. Love is all the work of God, because God is. God is love. Yet so many of us still seem to have the idea that God is watching us, waiting for us to do something wrong, and then eagerly pounce upon us with condemnation. And no doubt the church itself in previous centuries has given that impression of God. In reality, nothing could be further from that. The truth is that God looks on each of us with an eternal, never-ending love, whether we return that love or not. Each of us is the apple of God's eye. Elsie is the apple of God's eye. Today we will accept God's love for Elsie on her behalf. We hope and pray that one day she will accept God's love for herself and be able to testify to that love in her life. We all make promises during this service. Promises to help and support Elsie on her journey of faith. Promises to help and support Harriet and Rob as they nurture Elsie and as they bring up their family. As a congregation, we promise to maintain the church's life of worship and service so that Elsie may grow in grace and in the knowledge of the love of God and of Jesus. We make these promises because it is through the depth and breadth of human life that she will begin to know God's love for her. So in this place, and amongst this group of believers, or in any Christian church that she may join, Elsie should feel as at home and as loved and as respected as she does in her own home with her own family. She should feel accepted for who she is, and she should find encouragement and nurture as she grows through her life. The fellowship should always be a place where Elsie feels she can be herself as a beloved child of God. Be herself and share her life, her happy times and her difficult times that come to all of us. How Elsie and all the children amongst us, and indeed all the adults amongst us, and anyone who comes anywhere near us, the way they feel about the quality of our welcome, the sincerity of our love, how she sees us treat her and each other, is the measure of our devotion to the fellowship, the measure of our devotion to Jesus. It's a measure of our understanding of the love of God. There are no exceptions to who are welcome here. This is God's house, and God invites and welcomes all people. God sent his Son to die for each one of us, and so by turning to him, we can know God's love for ourselves. It's the calling of this church in Poynton in 2023 to live the life of the kingdom openly and winsomely, so that others will come to put their faith in Christ and know the difference that he makes in our lives. So let us help each other and encourage each other as we seek to live out our faith, to be true, each of us, to the promises that we will make this morning, to demonstrate God's love so that Elsie and all amongst us know themselves loved and precious to God. Amen. And now we turn to Elsie's baptism. If you are, the words will be on the screen, but if you have a booklet, you may like to open that now. sisters and brothers, baptism is a gift of God. It declares to each of us the love and grace of God. In this sacrament, we celebrate the life of Christ laid down for us, the Holy Spirit poured out on us, and the living water offered to us. God claims and cleanses us, rescues us from sin, and raises us to new life. He plants us into the church of Christ and sustains and strengthens us with the power of the Spirit. Although we do not deserve these gifts of grace or fully understand them, God offers them to all and through Christ invites us to respond. We recall the words of the risen Christ, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And remember, I am with you always to the end of the age." On the day of Pentecost, Peter preached the gospel of Christ's resurrection. Those who heard the message asked what they should do. Peter told them, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, so that your sins may be forgiven, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. For the promise is for you, for your children, and for all who are far away, everyone whom the Lord our God calls." So if Harriet and Rob and the godparents could stand, just where you are. So the responses are for Rob and Harriet. Harriet and Rob, having heard these things, how do you respond to the offer of God's grace? So if we can all stand, and if the family, the godparents, Rob, Harriet and Elsie can come round, please. And any other children who would like to come a little bit nearer so that you can see, but if you can stand around here so that the congregation can see as well. If you want to stand behind here, you can. We have a lovely lot of godparents here. A stampede. So if any children want to come a bit nearer so you can see, or sit in these front seats, then that's fine. The water has been warmed. Gracious God, we thank you for your gifts of water and the Holy Spirit, for your sustaining, cleansing, and life-giving power. From the beginning, your grace has been made known through water and the Spirit. Your Spirit moved over the waters at creation, and you led your people to freedom through a parted sea. In the fullness of time, you sent Jesus. He was baptized in the waters of the Jordan and anointed with the Holy Spirit. He passed through the deep waters of death and lives forevermore. He offers living water and the gift of the Holy Spirit. Pour out your Holy Spirit that the one baptized in this water may die to sin, be raised with Christ, and be born to new life in the family of your church. We ask this through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. So I ask the parents and godparents, do you turn away from evil and all that denies God?
By the grace of God, I pray.
Do you turn to God, trusting in Jesus Christ as Lord and Saviour, and in the Holy Spirit as helper and guide?
By the grace of God, I pray.
And to everyone present, do you believe and trust in God the Father? I believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. Do you believe and trust in God the Son?
I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come again to judge the living and the dead. Do you believe and trust in God, the Holy Spirit? I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Rob and Harriet, what name have you given this child?
Elsie Rosemary.
Elsie Rosemary, for you Jesus Christ came into the world. For you he lived and showed God's love. For you he suffered death on the cross. For you he triumphed over death, rising to newness of life. For you he prays at God's right hand, all this for you, before you could know anything of it. In your baptism, the word of Scripture is fulfilled. We love because God first loved us. Yes, you pointed to the water. It is the water now, yes. Do you think you might come over to me? Is that okay?
Yeah.
Yes, Mummy's just there. Oh, she's lovely.
She's quite heavy.
She's just lovely. There you are. Look at all these people. Look at your family there. Everybody's here to see you. And Mummy's there and Daddy's there. Okay. Oh, dear. We're just going to put a little bit of water on your head. All right? Yes. Okay, washing. Okay. So, Elsie Rosemary, I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. By baptism, God has received you into the church. Elsie Rosemary, I sign you with the cross, the sign of Christ. And if you could please sit, if that's okay.
Thank you.
And we have Blair. Okay. Okay, Mummy's there, Daddy's there, okay. Candle for you there.
Elsie, receive this light, for you belong to Christ, the light of the world. Christ is your light and your way.
May you grow and live in the faith of Christ. Amen. Now, Elsie seems happy, so we will come and meet some of your new family as well as your current family, okay, while we bless you with the words that are on the screen. So let's see. Yes, some people you know here, Elsie. So we say together, the Lord bless you and keep you. Here we are. It's Elsie. Here we are. Elsie. Amen. Is Elsie the newest member of the Church of Christ? Here's Elsie. Here we are. Some of your family here and your new church family here.
Hello, darling.
Yeah. Hello, Elsie.
Oops, here we go. Should we go and see who's down here? Here we are, everybody. This is Elsie, our sister in Christ. She's gorgeous, isn't she? Yes. I don't think I'm going to give her back. Is that okay? Here she is. Here we are. These people you know well, look. Here's Mum and Dad. I think everybody over here needs to see you as well. Are you going to wave? Are you going to wave as well? Thinking about it. Here we are, family here. Yeah, some of your new family. Here we are.
Here we are. Who's over here? Oh, somebody's having fun in the corner. Brilliant. There you are. Oh, lovely. So I'll pass her back now. It's very hard to give her back, though. She's just gorgeous, isn't she? She did do very well. Should we give her a clap? So if the parents, if Rob and Harriet and the godparents could stand. So Harriet and Rob, I ask you now to respond to God's love and grace to Elsie by making these promises. Will you love this your child, committing yourself to care for her in body, mind and spirit?
With God's help, we will.
Will you therefore ensure that she is nurtured in the faith and life of the Christian community?
With God's help, we will.
Will you set before her a Christian example that through your prayers, words and deeds, she may learn the way of Christ?
With God's help, we will.
And the godparents. Katie, Joe, William, Nicole, Tom, Joe, Scarlett, Georgina and Ross. Will you help Rob and Harriet to nurture Elsie in the Christian faith? And if we could all stand, please. Members of the body of Christ, we rejoice that these are sisters and brother, that this our sister has been baptized. Will you so maintain the church's life of worship and service that she may grow in grace and in the knowledge and love of God and of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord? With God's help, we will. If you could all sit, thank you. Do you want to put the candle on the? Do you want to pop it on the communion table and pick it up afterwards? It should be okay. And so we pray together. Generous God, touch us again with the fire of your Spirit and renew in us all the grace of our baptism, that we may profess the one true faith and live in love and unity with all who are baptized into Christ. Amen. And now we sing together the hymn that Harriet and Rob have chosen for this special day. We sing All Things Bright and Beautiful.
The Lord of the Rings. All things bright.
And please be seated. And let us pray. Gracious God, we thank you for your gift of children, for the joy and the laughter and the fun they bring in so many ways. We thank you for their innate zest for life, the interest, excitement, and fascination they find in so much that we count as ordinary. We thank you for their special qualities, their innocence and trust, enthusiasm and energy, and their sheer hunger to learn. We lift them now to you. Gracious God, we pray for Elsie, presented to you this day, and for children everywhere, so precious to us, so precious to you. Watch over them and protect them, guide them and bless them. We lift them now to you. And hear our prayer also for those who are childless or who long to conceive another child. Reach out to them in their pain and frustration, their disappointment, their anger. Help them not to lose hope until all hope is past. And if that time finally comes, give them the comfort you alone can bring and courage to channel their love to those around them. We lift them to you now. We pray for disadvantaged children, those who are abused, orphaned, those living in war-torn conditions, those who are undernourished, unloved, and unwanted. So many denied the start in life they deserve and the care they need. We lift them now to you. Loving God, in Christ you welcomed little children, demonstrating their importance to you, their special place in your heart. Prosper the work of all who care for children today, all who strive to give them a better life, a brighter future, a safer world in which to grow. Use them and us to make real your care for all. We lift them now to you. And also this morning we remember before you those who are known to us, who are in need this day. In the silence, we hold them before you, Lord. Be to each as each has need. Open your heart to all, for we ask it in the name of Christ. Amen. And we join together in the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in heaven on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. And we stand to sing our final hymn this morning, Be Thou My Vision.
Oh, Lord, of my heart, be all else but
now a blessing. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace. Amen.